see, who knows why it worked on my phone and not on my computer, which usually it doesn't have any problem. But we did it. And I heard somebody laughing, but I don't care because laughing is good. You're still there, right? You're all still there. Are you guys still there? You guys are funny. I paused for a second. I thought, we are hiding in the closet.
That was good.
Because all of a sudden I saw little people in a closet, and I went, that's where they are.
We were.
I think we should celebrate. That was pretty quiet for us.
That was really good.
Yeah.
We did that for a long time.
Yeah. I heard laughing, and I thought, I wonder what they're doing, and then there was nothing. Who did that? That was Cheryl, was that you? You're always trying to get people to hide in the closet. It wasn't Cheryl.
No, it was not Cheryl.
But it was
okay.
Not Cheryl.
All right, with Jamie or Jet, then. I'm going to give one to them. All right. Okay.
How come Kathy never gets blamed for that?
Because I'm so innocent. I don't know anything that's TV.
I think it might have been because hers is different. She does it differently. She's mischievous in a different way. Yeah, exactly.
It was so perfect because, you know, in anything, like when we have the coaches meeting up and Mary Emma and Victoria run the school, if they leave the room for any reason, I immediately want to do something naughty. So this is right up my alley, but I just didn't think as fast as, you know, obviously the other naughty person has been, you know, soaking up these naughty energy. Yay.
Well, we should do what we did this month, and I realized I didn't add that to your email. Good grief, but I have it in front of me. So if you can't remember what you said you were going to do, just tell me and I'll read it to you since I forgot to put it in the email. So
and you want Cheryl to read the intent?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Okay, Cheryl, the intent.
Oh, am I reading it? Hold on. Give me a chance.
Yeah. Yep.
Is this that part?
Okay. Oh, that's because in the inside it says who's ever the focus, they're the intent reader. So I can't say it.
Okay, hold on. I just have to find it. Oops, that's Women's Council. Just give me a minute. You think I can be silent again?
Okay, let's go in the closet.
Go back in the closet. I know.
Okay. And then somebody comes on and has no idea what's been going on.
I know, yeah. No idea that we've been in the closet for some reason.
And we're all coming out.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Where is this? Mm-hmm. All right, talk about something else while I find it. I will find it.
Well, we can have Jamie do it since she's taking notes. That would just solve the whole thing, right, Jamie? Because you have it right in front of you, I think.
I do not.
You do not? Okay. No. Anybody have it in front of them?
I have it.
She's always the savior. Go for it. And then Cheryl doesn't have to feel pressure because we don't need that.
Except if you guys don't mind hearing the salad in between the words. Okay. Insider's intent. Shift Insiders is a business shifting mastermind focused on the principle of abundance. To that end, we are willing to be visible, accessible, and to give and receive abundantly. Our intent is to move forward, dissolve barriers, walk together with the awareness that we are meant to share who we are with others. Our business is love loving itself, light shining, mind expanding.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to the forwardness. And now a lot of people sound like they're underwater, so I think it's just the call, Jet.
I'm getting kind of garbled, so I just don't want to keep hanging up and calling in and hanging up and calling in, so I'm just going to suffer.
I think we're just going to live with it. Okay, so who wants to go first with the month there, what they did this month? Should I make Diane do it since she read the intent, and that then I'll punish her by being good and letting her go first? How's that?
It doesn't bother me. I've got it. I've actually got it right in front of me, and I actually did a lot of it. So, the past few months where I've been like, oopsies. Okay, my intentions for the month were to take the Enneagram test again, which I did. I filled in the form for Jamie. I cleaned up my 3-year form, and it needs to get cleaned up again, but I could put that back on for next month. But I did it last month. I began prepping for my talk last week. I'm a little behind, and I also realized that I need to have some visuals, so that's making me even more behind. But that's like priority for the next few days. And my computer guy told me that he could help me with Keynote because he does it like all the time if I get into a pickle and start like wanting to throw software and hardware around. That it shouldn't come to that because he can just bang it out for me. Because I know the images that and videos that I want to show. I just don't know how to make them look pretty. I did a blog and a newsletter. I'm getting ready to do another round. I did start working on the Botox article. Didn't get too far, but, you know, because I have to do other things. And that actually, there's this part of me that wants it behind me so that I can just focus on stuff, like, energetically. But at the same time, I'm not 100% all the way better. So, you know, I need to be soft and not pressure myself because that is not in priority. And I kind of like the article to end with, and I'm finally feeling better. And I wouldn't really be 100% accurate if I said that now because it still cycles through. And celebrate the start of the school year. Woohoo! That's what I've been doing. So I've touched everything that was on my list.
Wow. Yeah, that touch to everything is makes you actually feel better. Even if you can't finish it, if you just touch it, do something. Mm-hmm. So fantastic, Diane. And I can tell you're feeling better because look, you did all that stuff.
So much better. I mean, you know, I still have my moments and I'm still limited at the computer, but it's like 45 minutes, an hour, whatever. And then I start to get a little headachy and I'm like, okay, that's, you know, time to walk away, which is fine. But I can at least get a chunk of stuff done at a time.
So. That is very cool. Yeah. And we're very happy. All right. Thank you, Diane. Who would you want to hear from next?
Jamie?
Okay. Well, I did the opposite of Diane, and I didn't do anything. And I realized that I bet you anything. If I listened to last year's insider's call at this time of year when school just started, I bet I would have said the same thing. And I have an excuse or a reason, and it's because, well, it's terrible. I didn't do anything, but... most of my students were back in school in the middle of August. I didn't have to go back to teaching officially at the school till last week. So I was just like dragging out that summer as long as I could and just enjoying every last minute being just doing whatever the heck I wanted. So that meant not doing the stuff on my list, except I did think about it a lot and made myself feel really guilty that I wasn't touching my office. I did make a decision, though, after I talked to Becca when I got to see her last month. She convinced me to get Scrivener for my writing, so I'm going to do it. So that, I will get that and learn it so that as I proceed with my pet sitting book, I won't be doing it in a format that she explained is much better. So I just did not want to do it. But she even said Kathy had not wanted to do it. And I know Kathy's using it and she loves it. So it's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I am going to learn it. So that's one thing that I did decide. And the other thing is the band thing has been just continuous drama, even though we thought it was over. And there is no Mo Mo.
No Mo Mo?
Mo is gone.
Oh,
so,
no.
I know. I thought when that happened, I'm like, oh, man, I got to tell them. So we've been figuring out what to do about that. That was kind of a nightmare, so I don't need to go into it. But that's about all I did this past month.
So Mo was really less than Mo this time.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. He was not all there. Yeah.
Aww.
Not all
yeah.
there.
It's sad. It's sad.
Oh, maybe too many drugs or something.
something.
Yeah, the musician drugs. No, I'm not saying all musicians are on drugs, so. Jamie knows I'm not saying that.
No.
Yeah, maybe next time, next year at this time, you should say, I'm not doing anything.
I should, right? So I won't feel bad. But I accomplished everything I said I was going to do.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
There,
okay.
Which is nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
I did nothing. I said I would do nothing. Yes, I think sometimes. I think that sometimes that's a good plan. I'm not going to do anything for whatever time period, because sometimes that's a better idea for your mental and physical health than trying to get something done when you don't want to. So
I think that's what I should have said, because I thought I wanted to get myself all prepared, you know, for the mm-hmm. summer ending and school starting. But no, I wanted to enjoy that. So now that school started, now I'm in a whole new mindset, and I'm much more motivated to do all those things. So
yeah. So we'll remind you.
Okay.
It's seasons. I keep thinking I should write about this, but you know, it's seasons of our own self. I don't mean seasons of the year. Obviously there's seasons of the year, but there's seasons of our timing that each one of us says, no, I'm not doing anything at this point, this time, and maybe this is you have a 2-week season or 3-week season, you should just go for it. So
yeah.
Okay, so who would you like to hear from?
How about Kathy?
All right.
Okay, so I had 3 things on the list. One was the letter to the parishes, and I think I'm on my 3rd iteration of that. And it's really been an intense journey, and I'll talk about it whenever it's my month, but
uh-huh.
not go into it now. It was to prep the first class for ASD, the Art of Spiritual Direction, and I did that. The class was Saturday. It's a huge class. I had 13 people last year. I have at least 23 people this year, but I do have an assistant mentor in my class. She's been put in, because she's going to be taking over the whole program. And she also was in the original class with me. She graduated when I did, but she's well known to the system because there's a hospital. You know, there's a hospital that's associated with these sisters and in that area. It's a big hospital area. And she's been in charge of a lot of spiritual stuff there. So she's going to be a perfect fit. And with so many people, her help was great. She'll help with the grading of the papers, you know, and just the pass out. Okay, we have to pass this out to all these people. And, you know, we would do that. So that was really helpful. I've been concerned about that, because trying to factor in what to give a new person to do was like, mm-hmm. oh, another job. But it wasn't that. She's really there to observe and just sort of help out. So that was perfect. And I don't have any papers to grade this month. That doesn't start until next month. Yay. And then it was to prep the 4 essential questions, shift to spiritually healthy habits class. And that changed because we didn't get new takers. And so we're going to do it differently. The 4 of us who were going to do it, Cheryl, Jet, Michael, and myself, we're just going to do it as a book study, so I don't have to do the call to action, follow-ups, all of that kind of stuff. We're really just going to talk about the book. It's going to be casual and not a lot of prep, and I'm glad, because I did not have that. I don't have a spare minute. There are today here installing granite in my kitchen. I'm so excited, you know. Everything's ripped up, and I can tell them, Becca, I can see the slabs from here in my upstairs room. I can see the back of their pickup truck, and I can see my slabs in there. And so after I'm off the call, I can see how far they got. They'll be here for a long time. So
wow.
Anyway,
that's
where
exciting.
I am. The other thing was I moved to my office where I meet with my directees from up here in my studio to down in my downstairs office, and that is working beautifully. I don't think I'll move back up here at all, so it's great.
Yeah, that's cool. We all can visualize talking about being in people's houses, except for Cheryl.
Yes, uh-huh.
We've all been in your
right.
house, so
right.
we can see where you're talking about. So when you say that, I know where you're talking about. I know where you are. And yeah, that's a perfect little room to meet with your directees.
Yeah,
I've been to Kathy's house.
Yeah,
Cheryl.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see that room, but I've been to Kathy's house.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that. Everybody's been there except for Cheryl, right? Except for, because we went there after one of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, we went there after a gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
after the California gathering.
Yeah, and I went when I went to have her take us to the concert with Diane.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So which room downstairs, Kathy, is the new office?
It's my office. It used to be the dining room of the house, but, you know, who uses the dining room? And
yeah,
so we've
okay,
had
great.
It as an office. It's in my office where I work with my homeschooling students and do, you know, most of that is on the phone. But that's where I do all my stuff is in that office. And so I have been gifted. I didn't have a chair really down there, you know, a nice, comfortable chair for the directee, and that had been gifted to me for my birthday. And so after that, you know, it was like, we're just meeting down here. It's great.
Yeah, that's very cool. And it's right there by, they can go out to the garden if you wanted to. You could always go outside.
Yeah. Nice views.
Yes. All right, Kathy, get to pick the next person.
All right, Jet. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Maybe?
Yep.
I wasn't muted when I was coughing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought I was muted, and so I muted myself to talk, and then it said muted, and I was like, oh, darn. I haven't finished, but I've definitely, without really even trying, made some serious inroads into whittling down my client list, because what Mike Kornacki says about making a list of things that you're willing to do it really does work, because when I said I was willing to go through my client list and start whittling down clients, I started getting calls and emails from people who want to sell their business, which means they won't need me anymore, or are going back to their full-time job, so I'm not going to have to find work for my bookkeeper anymore. She can do some virtual stuff, but, you know, some of the other clients, I'm just going to have to be finding new bookkeepers for, so that'll be fun, because hopefully they'll be attached to different accountants. You know, lots of movement in that area happening very gracefully. So I've actually had two businesses sold and one business up for sale this week in the past couple months. So, you know, the client list is whittling itself down very naturally. So that is great, because I told another business is going up for sale next month. When that client gets done, they won't even need to file an individual tax return. So they're definitely not going to need me. And I told them today in a conversation that I'm gearing up to be what I would call fully retired in 2 years. So fully retired to me means, you know, just doing my friend's returns. So we'll probably end up keeping maybe maybe 10 returns. And I don't know any accountant who doesn't do about 10 tax returns for somebody, you know, just for giggles. I don't know what it is that does that, but yeah, we all do. So I don't mind doing that at all, because I am very much looking forward to retirement. I have some really pointed things that I want to do, and I have some and I have some fun things that I want to do. So I'm looking forward to retirement.
Yeah. So this year, are you going to tell them that you're not taking any new clients? Because that's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm not taking any new clients. I've already told people that. I've had several people say, you know, hey, you know, I have this one and that one, and it's like, no, sorry, I'm not taking any new clients.
That's a huge thing to say. So congratulations, because that's kind of, and that's what you've been doing all along, is taking new clients, and then you're telling people, no, I'm not. It's a big willingness to really mean what you're saying, that you're getting ready to retire. So,
right.
Sounds like
an
easy
thing to say.
Can I say
woohoo? Can I say woohoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can.
You really can.
Woohoo.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah,
woo-hoo!
That's definitely a woohoo.
Like, 2 years is good because it's a good amount of transition too. Like it doesn't have to feel dramatically different all at once.
Right, right, and I can, you know, I can sort of get myself used to it. So.
And you can kind of gracefully. I like people who are gracefully used. You can kind of gracefully figure out the things you want to do behind that, you know, and start that.
Right. Exactly, you know, because then I'm not sitting here twiddling my thumbs, which is actually the exact conversation that I had with the client yesterday who emailed and said that they were planning on selling their business. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Jed. You have Corinne or Michael. I don't know what they were going to do because I don't have what they were going to do, but maybe they know. So you can pick them, one of them, and then we'll go to Cheryl.
Okay. Okay. So Corinne.
Okay. Hello. So
Hi, Corinne.
Since I was in the hot seat last time, I remember a couple of things I said. I was going to finish typing up. No, Justin, can you go back? Okay, sorry. I was going to finish typing up stones, which I did. I want to share it with everyone, but I'm having some computer, some email account issues on my main computer, so I have to try to figure those out first. I guess that's a motivation to do that. I might just I might try to bypass it at first so I can send it. But if you see the email come from a different email account.
I'll know why.
Yeah, that's why. So, but anyway, so it's ready to share, and I had said that I wasn't going to do much until school started because I didn't have much time to do my own stuff until school started. So that has arrived. So actually, like, I sort of kept that. And I want to send out an email for next month. I have some French planning to do to try to get new students, because my existing student may or may not renew this year because she has longer preschool days and comes home and takes a nap. So
yeah.
I gotta adjust. and I might work around her schedule a little, but it might be tough, and so I probably just have to reach out more. And I don't know if I did anything else. I'm going to try some planning so that I have to the time I have to work on projects. Oh, I did. I started Chipmunks a little bit. I did.
Oh.
I just did one of the chipmunk ideas for French, because I was trying to
doing it with French, teaching French.
Wow. I can't wait to see what you do with all that.
That'll
it's
be my
just
fall.
Cool.
That'll probably be like
my yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes.
Thank
okay,
you.
So you're
send
gonna
to
get
Michael?
To the yeah, send it to Michael.
Okay. I don't think that I'm doing what I said I would do. But I don't remember.
I don't know
I
because
I
there wasn't. I don't have anything, so you can actually say I said I wasn't going to do anything.
All right, I said I wasn't going to do a thing. No. What I have been doing is I've been doing a lot of organizing, ordering paperwork and documents, and a lot of clearing out. A lot of preparation for new activities, and that includes another space. I'm creating another space within the space I live in, and just specifically for my artwork, and that's really good. That's been necessary. Mm-hmm. What else am I doing? I'm really paying attention to my thinking. I'm doing a lot more reading. I'm reading Anne Morrow Lindbergh's book, A Gift from the Sea. I'm reading something a friend of mine gave me on Jefferson and Lewis and Clark. I'm reading, she also gave me the journal part of, that famous woman who wrote.
The Artist's Way.
Yeah, Artist's Way. Thank you. And so I'm doing the journal in that. So I'm doing a lot more. I would say that I'm doing a lot more activities for a little bit of time than I have been. And that feels really good, and I think that's one of the reasons that I'm feeling as if I'm moving forward and feel as if I'm not stuck, and as if I'm getting new ideas, and a much, much clearer sense of direction. So there are some more complicated issues that are also in that kind of mix. What I have learned from them is the importance of having a system of organization. And that's exactly what I've been doing with my paperwork. I've been systematizing it. So that's a big thing. I also signed up for a tax class. A kind of overview of, you know, if you know nothing about doing your taxes and, you know, want to have some information, here's this class. So I'm doing that for 5 sessions. And that's really good for me because it will help me track exactly what I need to keep, what I don't need to keep. And I used to have my taxes done and didn't know anything about it. But for the past few years I haven't, and I've been trying to do it, and it's always been a chore and a mess, and so I decided to take steps forward to unshore it.
Unshore it. I like it.
Anyway, those are kinds of, I'm sort of, getting my fingernails dirty, so to speak.
That is so cool. It's really wonderful to hear all those things that you've been up to. and moving forward and making the space to do that. That thing about pulling weeds, I love that you've been pulling weeds and seeing that you can plant something else where the weeds were. So that's excellent.
Michael, your energy sounds different.
I know, doesn't it?
It's like so much more ground. It sounds like more grounded.
Oh, wow.
I'm
so glad.
And I love the artist's way. I just loved it. And
I stick with it.
It's so fabulous.
I love it. I absolutely
love
it.
Yeah, it's really great.
And you're supposed to write 3 pages a day. Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
That's okay.
But I don't beat myself up about it. I just say, hey, you know, that's just how it was today. And
yep, exactly.
And that's okay. So... But, yeah, it's really good. I mean, she's just so insightful, so brilliant. It was really good.
And, Micah, that organizing, all that organizing, that just, it just, like, gave me such an, I don't even know, like a buzz, just an absolute excited buzz. Because I think that underlying organization, at least it is for me, it's like the foundation for the creative process.
I agree.
I don't know. It's like having all your ducks in a row, your stuff lined up. Your energy is in order. You know, you're bringing
your energy
in order through the process. It may be paperwork. It may be your space and making space for all of that. There's such creativity in that, and it's such a great framework for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
I'm knee deep in the organization in my house right now too. Like
I
think it's done.
Yeah.
And we're redoing the garage so we can house stuff that's inside, but there's room inside and throwing stuff away and refiling. It's just so much stuff that's like so overdue. And every time we do a chunk of it, I feel like I'm just like floating. I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah.
I think this. I think the disorder is the same as physical noise. It's just too much noise, and you can't think.
Exactly.
So.
Agreed.
It is noisy, absolutely. And we're working on silence, so it doesn't have.
That's right.
In my presence anymore.
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you.
You're
all right, so we get to hear from Cheryl, who has done such a good job of trying to figure out what the heck we do here. I mean, we're so used to doing it. Then Cheryl walks in like, what are they doing? So it's going to be so cool to hear what Cheryl was up to. And if you didn't get a chance to, Cheryl shared a bunch of her pictures that she sent some pictures of stuff she's been doing. So the way this works, Cheryl, and this month, do it however you want to, but the idea behind it is sharing something that you're doing and then want some feedback on, and then we help you with, we all give you some feedback into it. So you can take it wherever you want to as you're figuring out the whole process of the insiders. So.
Okay. Thank you. One of the things that I just was kind of comment on a couple of people, one of the things that when I was decluttering and still in the process of that, one place that I read it, and it said that if there's any clutter anywhere in your house, whether it be the basement, the attic, anywhere in your house, it kind of, the flow for creative energy kind of is blocked because of that. So the more you clear things away, the more creative you can be. And and guess what? I'm so excited. We're clearing out the garage.
Garage clearing.
Now, that's a big thing. My husband, like, saves stuff forever. And, throwing some stuff away. But it's interesting to see how someone else, the things that somebody else saves because there's emotion attached to it. Not that he'll ever use it or anything, but it's like a memory or something. And I thought, But I'm still clearing out stuff too. And I was going to say, Kathy, next year, what you can just say is that your goal for August is just going to be to drag out summer a little bit longer and enjoy it. Because
me? For Jamie.
No, Jamie. I read the wrong name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyways, see, our summer here stopped a little while ago, and so we could get into that mode for fall, but now summer's back again. So that's Ohio. Wait a minute, where did I lose my page? Hold on, here it is. Okay, so this month I had journal 2 times a week, read Bible daily, act of kindness, and let go of hurt feelings that keep resurfacing. Journal 2 times a week. I have the journal, but just never did do that. So that's something that is going to go on for next one, too. And reading the Bible daily, I had a Bible plan that I did, but then I didn't keep on reading the Bible for the rest of the month. But I do use Jesus Calling, but that's another thing that I want to get back to is the Bible. And I keep, and when you hear The Months by Del and Becca, keeps reminding me, oh, you know what, I really should read Revelations again. Because the first time I read it was like scary, you know. I think it was even taught to me as scary, you know. It was like gloom.
Oh, yeah, most people take it as scary, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to read it. Yeah, so that's one of the things that I want to do. So hopefully that's one of the things that I'll do. Acts of kindness, that was one of the easier things to do. Taking time to listen to strangers. For some reason, the elderly in stores seem to need to talk to me. And so just pausing and talking to them, bringing lunch to the people at Speedway, food for my mom, spending time with Ryan and trying to understand and be, I'm grateful for the days when Ryan is Ryan, but then trying to understand when he goes into the deep, deep darkness of depression. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to help him with that. And then also listening to Thad and Nancy. And you know what we're working on was kindness to myself.
Yeah.
Giving myself permission to do things. Like yesterday, I had told you guys last night that my next door neighbor had started a fire in the pile that we have. A whole bunch of stuff, like he's been remodeling and we've been remodeling, and we throw it, and he started the fire, and he goes, oh, come on, sit out here with me. And I was like, oh, just sit and do nothing? That's in the back of my head. It was like, no, you need to be busy all the time. And so it was kind of fun. That was something that I don't usually do. I thought of, oh, I got to do the laundry, I've got to figure out what's for dinner, and I probably should wash the dog, and this is it. But then I just sat out there and said, this is fun. It's hard to do that. I don't know if anybody else has trouble doing nothing.
Everybody has trouble doing nothing. That's the problem.
Let me see. Oh, and then one of the things that I really like to do is to decorate the house for different holidays, and I'm in the process of that right now. And I think I sent you guys some pictures of that. The other thing I've been working on, I think I'll be always working on, is patience with my mom. Sometimes you laugh. You know,
because I just have to say this before you tell people, though. I'm on the other side when Cheryl's dealing with her mom, when her mom calls, and I look at her like, oh, my God, you are so patient, because I would be like, holy crap. But Cheryl just patiently says, I know you might not feel patient, Cheryl, but I watch you like, oh, wow, that takes a lot of patience, what you do. I just want to say, you might want to get more, but I don't know many of us who could be that patient.
Well, you know, I mean, before it's like, oh, God, you know, I'm going up there, go, God, please let today be a positive day and let me have patience and understanding, you know, with dealing with her, you know. And then sometimes I say, okay, maybe it's difficult for me because I have to see my mom in a different state. My mom was so vital, and she could remember things, and she could do things, and she could walk faster and all that before. But over the past few years, her short-term memory has gotten less and less, and especially at night, it's even worse. And so I think that has part of it to do with that. And then sometimes my mom just sees life as negative, and seeing life as a little tragedy. So I'm always like saying, oh, but Mom, think of all the things that you can do. Look at all these other people that are younger than you, can't walk, can't feed themselves, can't drive, can't cook. She can't cook anymore, but I mean all those things. So I try to bring those out to her. And then I also noticed, I know where I get that fear of not enough is from my mom and from my family, because we didn't have enough when I was growing up. And my mom always had a penny pinch and see where it was, and she made so many different sacrifices for all three of us to go to college. And my dad's work, you know, he lost his jobs and had another job, and so I had that. And so I thought, oh, that's the reason why it's so hard for me to get rid of that is because it's been ingrained in me for so long. So all these different truths for today's and daily nudges and listening to you guys, that I have enough. I have abundance. And I tell myself that every day, even though there's that voice in the back of my head goes, no, you don't have enough. You can't do that because you don't have enough. But it always comes. Let's see, what else did I put? That's what I was talking about. Ingrained in me. Let's see what else I put. Just to see the truths. And one of the things that I've been working on this whole month, I don't know if you know, my dog's been sick for at least a year. We've been going back and forth on different things. So she's been getting better with this new medicine we have her on. But she kind of wakes up in the middle of the night. Sometimes she keeps me awake from like 1 to 3 or something. Well, lately what I've been doing, it's probably nutty, but what I do is I like rub her, and then I just say to you, know, here, this is the healing power of God is coming through you. And I've been doing that later, hoping that she'll be okay. But she seems to be doing better. And every night before I go to bed, I just sit there and list the things that I'm grateful for. Kind of like, oh, wait a minute, I can't go to sleep until I do that. And then I put down feeling guilty when I sit. But some of the other things that I need to work, that I didn't work on, I think it was the journal and the Bible reading. So those are the things I need to work on for next month. Oh, and the other thing that I'm working on for next month is my niece called me the other day, and she's tired of her job, which I think, and she wants to find some other ways to raise money with the farm. So she asked me for her help. And I'm sitting there going, oh, goody. I'm going to do that 6 impossible things before breakfast with her. So to try and see what we can help her discover what she really wants to do and what's there for her and what's important. So I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I'll have to ask for her qualities and things like that.
So, yeah.
I don't know, but I didn't do that much this month. But
well, it sounds like you did a lot of things, Cheryl. So in this is like, I know that you'd think, well, I don't have a business, so I don't really make any money or I have a business. But you have, when I think of what you're talking about, you actively work a ministry. So, and even though you don't might not see it that way, but on the outside, I would think I think everybody has a ministry of some kind. I think that's what we do. But this is an active ministry, and maybe at the moment, the people that are in your ministry are your mom and the young people that you watch over. That's your ministry, but you do have that. That's what you spend your time doing. So have you ever thought about, is that enough? Do you want to do more with more people, or just having the people that you have is enough for you to practice that ministry with?
I think that's enough for now.
Well, actually, I was thinking you probably would say that because I know how much time your mom takes. So, and the reason I know people is that her mom knows that she has Tai Chi on every Tuesday and Thursday morning, but almost 80% of the time she calls anyway in the middle of the class, and we all go, "Mom's calling."
Well, even when we were out for dinner, remember she forgot that I was going out for dinner with you?
Yeah,
and my phone rang. Everybody at the table goes, "It's Mom."
It's Mom, exactly. Yeah, so I don't think she wants to be left out. And so I think that's the way she's doing, whether she's conscious of it or not. So is there any way that we can help you with the ministry that you have now, which are the people that you know and the people that you're responsible for? Is there any way that we can help you? I know you might not have thought of it this way, but is there any way that we can help you either grow that or feel more secure in it or see it more that this is what you're doing?
I like that idea, ministry. I just thought it was my calling. I thought, well, like George and I say, our entire married life, we have taken care of the elderly, whether it was his mom and dad or my grandmother with Alzheimer's, and now, of course, it's my mom. As a matter of fact, when we were taking care of three of them at one time and we're going Willoughby, and his mom was in a nursing home in PA, and his dad was in a nursing home here, and we wanted to get a little sign for our car that said elder care, but anyway, we've always done that.
But, yes.
You know, the only thing is if somebody has if anybody's had experience or knows what to do to help someone who has deep depression. I know that in order to help Ryan, he has to want to help himself. And I know that, but if anybody knows any other things that I can do to help him.
I know people are going to answer this, but I keep thinking, and this has probably been looked at already, but every time you say his name, I want to ask you if he has a hormone imbalance. And does anybody look at the chemical, if he has a chemical or hormone imbalance, like a physical thing like that?
I think he does.
And
so
Cheryl, I've forgotten who he is. I remember the name, I remember the depression, but I forget his relationship to you.
Well, he's not related to
friend,
me.
But yeah. So yeah.
But
okay.
You call him your rent-a-kid.
And it's easier to explain him as godchild because when they were little, when Jay Ryan
okay.
and Zach
yeah.
were little, we took care of them. You
and
know,
how old
and,
is he now?
Ryan is 35.
35, uh-huh, okay.
35. But,
mm-hmm. So he's been tested for chemical imbalance?
No.
Because it could be something that simple. Is there something you know, the body is doing something chemically that's causing that?
I think so. And when his brothers and I were talking, see, he was in Hawaii getting his PhD. He lived in Hawaii for 10 years. And we talked to him weekly, we knew he wasn't eating. He wasn't eating either because I used to send him gift certificates to get food. And he'd like buy a taco from Taco Bell and eat that one taco for 3 days. And I did When he came home in February, he weighed 113 pounds. He's 5'9".
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And his mom thought he was killing himself. But, and then when I was talking to him, he said, oh, my dad always said I was a failure and couldn't do anything. And I thought, oh, my goodness. He's such a bright, bright kid. And he has so much to offer, but I don't know. But I think Becca, yeah, chemical imbalance. His mom's a nurse.
Uh-huh.
But Ryan also refuses to take any medication.
Well, I'm actually not thinking that he would take medication because there's things they could do to balance his chemical thing out without it. But I'm sure there's mental things going on, but sometimes it's so much easier to fix it's harder to do that when your body's out of balance. So it
yeah.
could be, you know, and if he wasn't eating, then he obviously did throw his body out of balance. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have an answer at the moment, like how you would do that, but it seems like that would be the first thing is to put his body chemical part back in balance as you were working on mm-hmm. the truth of who he is and all that.
Yeah.
But would he? I mean, does he listen to you at all about what to do?
He listens to me more than anyone.
Which
always has. You know, like Nancy says, you talk to my boys. They will not talk to me. They tell you. I said, that's because I'm not their mom.
Yeah. So does he, and I know he comes over because I know you and mm-hmm. George see him. So when he comes over, could you do something like pretend like at school? Do some, you know, like the Myers-Briggs, just stuff that helps him. And I don't mean that specifically, but some kind of stuff, kind of the stuff that we do, but geared towards him to help him find himself mm-hmm. and then feed him okay. well while he's there.
Yeah. That sounds
like
good.
Like homeschooling. I know that's a weird way to say it, but could he be homeschooled back to psychologically and spiritual health with you? Would he do that with you?
I think so. When it's Ryan being Ryan, yeah. You know, I was his fourth grade teacher too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So
you know,
I don't.
Go ahead. Kathy does the learning success profiles. Which is
okay.
for adults, it's called something different,
okay.
And they're more geared towards preferences. You know, do you like sitting at a desk to work rather, or would you rather sit on the floor, kind of thing.
Okay.
And I loved taking that profile with Kathy. It was hugely enlightening because you answer the questions based on your preferences and then when they all get put together, you know, they give you a little bit of a different focus than what you expect it to be. And Kathy's so adept at it that you know, it's learning and entertaining at the same time and engaging all at the same time.
I'm doing that. Yeah, I think all that we do to connect someone to their innards, you know, their innards meaning who they are as their unique spiritual blessing, the things that they're interested in, the track that they're on. There's when they reconnect with that, my son-in-law's brother, who is, I don't know, maybe 24 now or something, I forget. But he was so severely depressed that he wouldn't stay in Laurel and Gavin's house to house sit the animals while they came to California because he was too afraid to be alone. He was that depressed. And mm-hmm. so, you know, lots of things went on. But basically, somehow he found an interest, and he's making things out of horseshoes and selling them on Etsy. You know, and getting a few sales and connecting to something that he was interested in doing and had a knack for was one of the things that brought him back, you know. And this has
yeah.
just been in the period of the last 6 months. And so connecting to that essence of ourselves, you know, so I do think that the check for the hormonal or chemical imbalances, because just restoring the body to order, and then, you know, the love that you give him and the shelter and protection will be just a safe place for him to be. And to me, when I know I have been so depressed in my life that I have been suicidal, and the thing was, you feel so disconnected from everything. It's like you're a little pod floating in space. There's nothing. There's no connection. There's nothing. You're just alone, you know, alone. So, and God's
yeah,
on
so,
the job, but you know, yeah. And
yeah,
if you
God's
ever
on the
talk
job.
There, I'll call me up. I love talking about these kinds of things. So if you ever want to, you know,
I
have a
be
chat,
a great idea.
Call me up.
That sounds great.
I think you've got my number, or email me. And
you know, another thing about depression, which I'm not an expert by any means, but it's a very inward focused. Thing.
Yes.
Like you're
yes.
only thinking about yourself. And just like Kathy was talking about this brother-in-law person As soon as he found some way to connect and some way to be giving and sharing of himself, that's when people get moved to get happy. And I suspect for you, Kathy, you know, something similar happened. You figured out what was, what moved you, and that's what, you know, turned it around for you. And, you know, so, you know, this Ryan, it sounds like it's just ripe for, you know, and who knows what the other myriad issues are. I don't know. But that's, you know, that's just one aspect that I'm familiar with, depression. Cheryl, there's two other quick things I wanted to ask, or one mention, one ask. And this is actually, as you said this, I heard it because I heard it for myself too. So I'm sharing as like a general share. You were talking about abundance and you said you keep drilling into yourself, I have abundance. But actually, Cheryl, you are abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we all.
Okay.
Your presence is abundant.
We are abundant. So it's not a have thing. It's a we are. And the other question I have is, when the phone rings and you're in the middle of a class or a dinner, must you answer it?
Well, her mom freaks out if she doesn't. Yeah.
Okay,
in
gotcha.
This case, she does.
Well, you know what it is? Usually she calls the house. But my mom has a past of having her blood pressure go up to like 208.
Oh, wow.
Or she's fallen or something like that. So that's why when she calls and like I'll say, are you okay? And then it's a quick phone call. But if she
mm-hmm.
needs me, then it's a longer
mm-hmm.
phone call.
Okay,
like,
I got
I'm
you.
Sorry. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's kind of like I said, well, if the one time I don't answer is when she
I know, exactly. Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Oh, it's Cheryl Linda. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, oh, okay. So,
yeah. Okay.
But could you reinforce with her that it's more like emergency only for that time, or there's no way to?
I do, but then she forgets. Then it's like she forgets, and she'll say right away, oh, that's right, you have Tai Chi. Because every day, like tonight, I'll say to Mom, I'll go, Mom, now remember, tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9, I have Tai Chi. You can call me after 9 o'clock, and I'll say that, you know. But if I can call her on our way to Tai Chi, then she usually doesn't call us. But I'll tell her that when I talk to her tonight. I'll go, now remember, I have Tai Chi tomorrow.
Oh, that's really good. Like a reminder right before you go.
and let me just point out how much patience this takes. That's what I'm trying to like get across. It's like, I don't know how you, it's hard to tell you how much patience that is. It takes to be the ministry that Cheryl's doing. So I think that you are patience. When I look at you, that's what patience looks like. So thank you, Cheryl.
Well,
and I think
I like the idea of if you're staying in a ministry, it's like, oh.
Yeah,
it's
a ministry.
That's kind of
cool. It is a ministry. It is
absolutely
a ministry.
Yeah.
You are the
and
action
because,
of God.
Yep. And it's definitely a ministry. And the way you do it is definitely a ministry. So that's your business, a ministry. And you and George together both do that together. So it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it always goes by so fast. The next month, we are going to talk about your Enneagrams. So I don't know Corinne's or Jamie's. So everybody else's, I know. I have a bunch of information that I'm going to send to you. Kathy is actually the expert on this, not me. So she knows more than me. But we're really going to do a really soft look at it. But I want to be soft enough that everybody takes the test, looks at it, comes back next month and says, or during this next month and says, this helped me be more, express my unique spiritual blessing even more because I know how I do it now, or what would get in my way. That's what this is for. That's the discussion that we're going to take it to. So if you haven't taken the test yet, take it. I'll send everybody's out because I find it very helpful to know what each one of yours is. So I go, I could help by doing this. That would be how I'd be helpful. So
that's okay. You're going to send out the explanation of, like, what each thing means?
I'm going to send out links to every single one of them. I've got a bunch
okay,
of
cool.
links that are going to come
you.
In the
oh,
email.
Oh, good.
So
thank you.
You will have a
Becca,
ton of information. Yes, Mike.
Becca, would you send out the link to the second test? There was a second test.
No, it's all in the same test. You guys just didn't see it. It was the exact same links that I sent before.
Yeah.
It's the regular uh-huh. test, and right underneath it was the second one.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I never took the second one because
I never took the first one
because I've already done it, but I never took the second one because it, you know, I get, yeah, I didn't.
So are
you
going to
take
the second
one
again?
Yes.
Is that what I heard you're sending? Okay, great. Thanks.
And Becca, do I have to take the second one? Or can I just
Nobody
go with
has
what
to
I
do
know?
Anything.
Well, you know what it means. In order to be aware on that next call is part of what you're going to talk about.
I found it interesting
to
take the second one,
okay.
and Jeff took the second one. I think we're the only two that took the second one.
Okay.
And
I took the second one.
I looked at the second one, and it scared me, so I stopped.
Me too, Corinne. Me too. You know, it was like, okay, I can't figure that out. Yeah.
Okay.
The second one was hard. I sent it
so
to
I'm you. Hoping I can go take the first one and master that.
Yeah, and Cheryl,
the second one, you didn't get it?
No, Cheryl's. I didn't get Cheryl's. She said
okay.
she took it, but I don't know what it
yeah.
is. So
okay.
I will send out what I have, and then you can all tell me what you can fill in the blanks to what I have. But basically, it's for you to look at, and then we'll talk about them from basis from you. So each one of you is going to say, I am this, and this is what it's meant to me, what I've learned from it, how I can use it, and how it's helped or not helped. That's the discussion instead of nobody's going to try to teach it. It's just you're going to come back with the information. I have links for everybody. You can take it as far as you want. And Kathy sent a link to a class that you can take. And Kathy, the answer to that, it's $75 if you're not a member per class, which is not very much money. So if someone wants to take more classes, I'll send that link out too.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Well,
anybody
you.
Else?
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. I just want to say thank you for listening.
All right.
Thank you.
For your ideas.
Thank you. Yes.
And I want to say one thing. I forgot to say I have one new directee. She came
yes,
and
she
does. Decided to continue. Yay.
Oh, that is so fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you. And Cheryl, and Kathy, you're staying on, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.